What happens when the person sharing your home is not who they claim to be? Blake Porter's life seemed perfect. A prestigious vice president position at a Manhattan marketing firm, a beautiful fiance named Krista, and a gorgeous brownstone they called home. But when financial troubles force them to take in a tenant, this perfect facade begins to crack. Whitney Cross appears ordinary enough, a 30-something waitress with straight brown hair and simple tastes who moves in with just two duffel bags and two boxes. Yet her arrival triggers a series of increasingly disturbing events that will ultimately reveal how little we truly know about those closest to us. The seemingly innocent decision to rent out their garden apartment sets in motion a psychological game where nothing is as it seems and everyone has something to hide. Blake's carefully constructed world collapses when his mentor, Wayne Vincent, accuses him of leaking confidential information about their biggest client to competitors. Despite passionate denials, Blake finds himself unemployed, his reputation in tatters. The corner office, with its Italian leather chair, is replaced by desperate job searches and mounting bills. His fiancée, Krista, a pediatric surgeon, suggests selling her engagement ring to ease their $6,000 monthly mortgage, a blow to Blake's already wounded pride. Instead, he reluctantly agrees to rent out part of their brownstone. The search for a tenant brings a parade of unsuitable candidates, including Quillizabeth, an eccentric woman who sprinkles salt at their doorway and makes a chilling prediction. "Blake is going to kill you, Krista." By comparison, Whitney Cross seems refreshingly normal. Though Blake insists on credit checks and references before finalizing the arrangement, Whitney's minimal possessions raise subtle red flags about what she might be hiding. What begins as a practical financial solution soon evolves into something far more sinister. After Whitney moves in, Blake's life descends into chaos. His cereal vanishes, shower products deplete, and a mysterious rash appears on his skin. The kitchen reeks from moldy food containers deliberately hidden behind cabinets. These disturbances accumulate, leaving Blake increasingly unsettled and questioning his reality. When Blake confronts Whitney about using his prescription face wash, her wounded innocence establishes their adversarial relationship. "We are not friends." "Good point," she responds, though her eyes reveal something darker than mere offense. The torment escalates when Blake discovers his severe allergic reaction comes from Whitney using detergent containing limonene, a chemical he specifically mentioned he was allergic to. When confronted, Whitney mockingly cites tenant law and threatens legal action against eviction. Whitney's psychological warfare continues with late-night noises that disrupt Blake's sleep. When confronted, she suggests he's hallucinating noises and should maybe see someone about that. The gaslighting peaks when Blake finds his phone hidden beneath Whitney's mattress alongside lipstick that had mysteriously appeared on his shirt collar, evidence that leads Krista to suspect Blake is cheating despite his desperate denials. Blake's life continues to crumble. At his demeaning temporary job, a brief moment of hope emerges when he impresses his boss, Kenny, with market analysis, only to collapse when Kenny reveals he's spoken with Wayne about Blake's alleged theft. At home, tragedy strikes when their goldfish, Goldie, dies. Blake detects bleach in the fishbowl and suspects Whitney, but Krista dismisses his concerns. At the funeral, Whitney delivers a tearful eulogy, while Blake's restrained words seem callous. When he directly accuses Whitney of poisoning Goldie, she responds with perfect wounded innocence, and Krista erupts at his cruelty. The situation implodes when Krista finds Whitney's signature red lipstick hidden among Blake's shirts, matching the mysterious stain on his collar. Despite his desperate explanations about Whitney's manipulations, Krista's trust is shattered. She decides on separation, packing for an indefinite stay with friends. The final devastating evidence? A half-empty bleach jug tucked behind Blake's shoes, planted evidence confirming her suspicions about Goldie's death. Determined to understand why Whitney is targeting him, Blake drives to her hometown of Telmont to investigate her past. At the Cross residence, he meets Whitney's mother, who reveals disturbing stories about her daughter's childhood, including how she pushed her brother off a jungle gym when he was 4. Mrs. Cross believes Whitney likely pushed her high school boyfriend, Jordan, off the school roof after he cheated on her, and warns Blake that Whitney never forgives perceived wrongs. Looking at family photos on the mantle, Blake makes a shocking discovery. The teenage girl in the picture isn't his tenant, Whitney, but his fiancée, Krista. His mind reels as everything suddenly makes terrible sense. The woman he knows as Whitney is actually Amanda Lenhart, a former PhD candidate who stole Whitney's identity. And Krista is the real Whitney Cross, a psychopath who has been systematically destroying his life as revenge for his one-time affair with his boss's assistant, Stacy. The truth emerges in a violent crescendo. Krista, actually Whitney Cross, had discovered Blake's infidelity months earlier by unlocking his phone while he slept, finding intimate messages between him and Stacy. Instead of confronting him directly, she devised an elaborate revenge, systematically destroying his career by selling his confidential files to competitors, then orchestrating Amanda's arrival as their tenant to further dismantle his life. Whitney's revenge plan culminates in a series of calculated murders, including their elderly neighbor, Mr. Zimmerly, and Blake's former lover, Stacy. Her ultimate goal? To murder Amanda, frame Blake for the killing spree, and eliminate him with poisoned cookies laced with untraceable tetrodotoxin. Realizing he's consumed the poison, Blake races back to New York to prevent Whitney from claiming her final victim. In the bloody confrontation that follows, Whitney attacks Amanda with surgical precision, but Blake arrives just as Whitney is savoring her apparent victory. As the poison overtakes him, Amanda rises from her supposed death and drives her own blade into Whitney with calculated force, revealing yet another layer of deception. Amanda was never an innocent victim, but an agent hired by Jordan Gallo's family to avenge his death by eliminating Whitney. The Tenant masterfully explores how little we truly know about those who share our most intimate spaces. Every character wears a mask. Blake hides his infidelity, Krista conceals her true identity as Whitney Cross, and Amanda assumes Whitney's identity while concealing her own mission of vengeance. The brownstone itself becomes a metaphor for these hidden identities, a beautiful Victorian facade concealing dark secrets within its walls. What makes this psychological thriller so unsettling is how it forces us to question our own relationships. Behind familiar faces might lurk strangers with unknown motivations and carefully concealed pasts. In our digital age, where online personas can be crafted at will, the story resonates as both entertaining fiction and disturbing commentary on how easily trust can be manipulated, and how devastating the consequences when the masks finally fall away. Perhaps the most dangerous deception is the one we practice on ourselves, believing we can truly know another person's heart and mind.